There was one time may nakausap ako, gusto lang pumunta ng vet, but wala siyang makuhang sasakyan. Wala eh, wala naman talaga tayo ngayon, di ba? Nanganganak yung kanyang aso at hindi mailabas yung mga tuta. Looking at the picture, the dog was already in distress. And sadly, wala rin malapit sa kanya. When I checked the map, wala malapit na clinic. Well, at this point, may one puppy dead and your mommy is having a really hard time. And I keep apologizing to the person. It breaks my heart kasi duty ko dapat yun. But I can't do it kasi nga, hindi rin siya makapunta sa kahit saan. Or sa ako rin, hindi rin naman ako makabiyahe dahil ako, wala rin naman ako sariling kotse. Ngayon, advice ko sa kanya, try to make the dog as comfortable as possible kung wala pa rin magawa. Kasi kailangan ng operation eh. I'm Dr. Cici Ramos. I'm a veterinarian. I've been practicing for going on 4 years now. We made this map for pet owners so that they're aware of some veterinary clinics that are open in cases of emergency. And then we also included pet stores who are accepting orders and then they will be delivering it to your doorstep. Kasi sa ngayon, ang hirap lumabas. Walang mall. Most na mga pet supply stores na medyo malaki, no? They're located in malls. Eh, sarado tayo ngayon sa quarantine. So, this is for pet owners nga. To give them peace of mind na, okay, meron pa rin naman kayo matatakbuhan if ever magkaroon ng problema with your pets or magkulang kayo ng supplies. On the last few days, siguro I think that was March 16, I guess, or March 17, inumog yung hospital namin because they wanted to buy stuff. Para siyang naging grocery store kasi talagang pila, super daming tao. There was no social distancing practice talaga kasi they were all panicking that their pets would not have enough food, would not have enough medicines, would not be able to survive kasi iba dun yung sakit nga. So they had last minute appointments ng iba, mga vaccines, de-worming. If this quarantine continues, everything, all the, you know, the procurement of medication, food, will be affected or actually pwedeng mawala eh. Kasi the demand is high sa ngayon. Kung galing pa ng ibang bansa yan, it will be more difficult. One problem I think is hoarding. I think you can't avoid that. Pero in general, kapag tumagal pa tong quarantine natin, madaming magsusuffer. Food pa nga lang eh, ang dami ng problema. What more for medicine? Most of our meds come from other countries, no? I'm doing online consultations too. I'm not the only one. I have with me two friends, Dr. Karina Bernard and Dr. Harry Cuenca. I think Dr. Tyron Sarmiento is doing online consult as well. With online consult, kasi very limited ang access namin. Yung information na tinitingnan namin, laging depende lang dun sa picture and kung ano sasabihin ng client. We would still need to have physical checks kapag nasa clinic kami. No? So that's a hindrance. Pet owners, they're not addressed by the government naman because I think we're being treated as a minority. For pet emergencies, I think they're allowing naman, medical emergency siya. But extra guidance na lang rin siguro kasi we're kind of lost. Sinabi lang na we're allowed and you can have the ID as a veterinarian. But what other guidelines should we follow? They're very general kasi and vague, no? Pero of course, alam ko naman na meron pa rin ibang mas importanteng ina-address. I understand naman na may need pa rin maunahin ang tao. Kasi without us, our pets won't survive also.
If you'd like to share a story of life in the time of COVID-19, message Puma Podcast on Facebook with the subject line, COVID Diaries. Mula sa Bulacan, ako po si Nina Toralba. Alagaan natin ang isa't isa.